Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Welcome to Pittsburgh. Thank you for joining us.
You got it.
You've got to follow up Chaz Palminteri, who we just had from the Bronx Tale. Yeah, he was in.
You talk about setting me up. I got no chance.
He was in studio, too. He's doing a play here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Bronx Tale. You can't beat that.
Not at all. But, well, the Steelers are quite a tale. How about that for transition?
Okay.
Is Mike Tomlin going to be the coach of the Redskins or what?
I think at the end of the day, that'll be up to him and the Rooneys. But he's going to have that opportunity. It's going to be known to them that that's available, and I don't think money would be an object, and I don't think power or control would be an object. I think Mike Tomlin will be able to build that franchise in his image and likeness with whomever he wants at whatever price he wants. Is that going to be where he wants to go? I don't know. I don't even know that he could honestly answer that question. He certainly didn't really seem to answer it yesterday. If anything, I felt like that door was left ajar. But regardless, he's got other things on his plate right now. The Rooneys didn't come into this season contemplating any sort of coaching change, nor do I get even an inkling of a suspicion that they're considering it now. But come January, if there's a package put in front of him and put in front of them that's worth considering, I would have to think you consider it.
Well, what would that? How far would Dan Snyder be willing to go in that the building of that package, Jason? Let's fast forward to January for argument's sake.
I think there'd be a considerable draft pick. I don't know that it would be this year's first round pick because that might be the first overall pick, but a future number one, I don't think that would be out of the question at all. To be honest with you, that's a desperate, broken franchise and an owner whose covenant with his fans has been shattered, and he can't get them. He can't get them to buy a beer or a T-shirt, much less a ticket. It's over right now. And he needs to do something big and bold, not just from a football standpoint, but it's broken from a branding standpoint. It's broken from a marketing standpoint. It's broken from a sales standpoint. It's broken from a hope and a thought about the future might be brighter at some point standpoint. And Mike Tomlin's a guy he's had his eye on for a long time and thinks for many reasons that he's uniquely qualified to try to bring the sort of stability and winning DNA to them that they've lacked for so long. And, we'll see where it goes. But that is the guy who Dan Snyder covets above anyone else.
Follow us on Twitter at 937 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Jason Luck and Ford joining us. Okay, you just brought up all that broken stuff. Seemingly the only thing broken in Pittsburgh is they're not winning football games. The branding's there, the owner's there, the fans trust the Rooneys, it seems like. It feels like you're always going to have that built-in fan base. So that being said, if you put one in one hand and one in the other, why would Mike go to Washington outside of having ultimate control, I guess?
And more money than he'd ever make in Pittsburgh, and just a completely different sort of, like, if in Pittsburgh, there's a paradigm that's set up, right? It's been run the same way forever. There's certain things that will never change in terms of separation of church and state, personnel, coach. In terms of sort of the team and that logo being the star above and beyond anything else. I mean, when Dan Snyder recruits you, I've seen it in free agency. I've seen it in coaching. I've covered it back when I was at the Washington Post. It's a whole different deal. It's helicopters and airplanes waiting for you and your wife. It's, hey, do you want to go to spend a week at the Cannes Film Festival on my yacht? It's just a completely different lifestyle. It's in many ways the antithesis of the way the Rooneys do it. Now, maybe part of the fact that that's so over the top in Washington has something to do with why it's never even really come close to working, but there will be a certain allure, things made available to him. You know what I mean? It's just like, Dan Snyder runs with movie producers. You know what I mean? It's not uncommon for Tom Cruise. Back when I covered the team, Tom Cruise and Other guy's name's escaping me. Jamie Foxx, like, those guys were around all the time. Like, I don't know, there's people who know Mike Tomlin really well who think, like, that might not be, you know, the worst way in the world to spend the next stage of your career. There will just be opportunities available to them in a myriad of ways that just, it's just not, you know, the same thing as sitting in the same office that Bill Cowher sat in, and, you know what I mean, and Coach Knox, Nolson sat in, and nobody else has done, you know what I mean, and it's been the same way for 50 years, and that just is what it is. And I don't know, you know what I mean, where will he be in January? I don't know. I mean, but the fact that it was only a one-year extension, you know, definitely, I think, surprised some people there and around the league. And is there a transition in the air there? You know what I mean? Like, yes, Ben's coming back, but you're probably looking at one more year there. Obviously, a lot of big personalities aren't there anymore. You know, everything eventually changes, and even in Pittsburgh and Green Bay and places like that, changes are made. And the nexus of all these events is going to make for a very interesting January.
What, do you think the allure of all that, the Hollywood stars being around, the money being thrown at it and everything, would appeal to Mike Tomlin over that sort of staid, quiet stability that exists in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a very different. It's really two very different jobs. I mean, one is you are the face of the franchise. You will get whatever you want from an infrastructure standpoint, from an IT standpoint, from however many dudes you want to hire on your staff standpoint. You know, he'll be given what Joe Gibbs and Mike Shanahan were given, which is, this is your kingdom, man. Save me from myself. You know, you can be the guy who awakes the sleeping giant and you know what I mean, does what Lombardi did in the past and Gibbs did in the past, and turn this franchise into, you know, the football monster that it can be. That's, you know what I mean, that's never really going to be the job in Pittsburgh. You know, people change, people evolve. You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, most coaches don't last 5 years in one spot. So where is he going to be? Where's his family going to be? What's going to make the most sense to him? You know, does he want to do, you know, a John Harbaugh type deal, you know, and secure himself for another 5 years? Or will there be other things out there that he feels like are at least worth listening to?
Has Mike Tomlin ever struck you, though, as a guy that just wants to stop somebody on 3rd and 7 more so than a guy that wants complete control of a franchise?
I don't know that it's even necessarily about needing to have the control, but it's about building an entire franchise. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the ability to take all the football acumen you possess, and all the leadership acumen you possess, and all the sort of franchise building lessons you've learned from the Rooneys and being in that franchise for so long, and then trying to do it yourself. Like, it's just a different job. Like, it's, the title would be, you know what I mean, head coach / VP of football operations / team president or whatever else you wanted to be. You know what I mean? And would that task appeal to him?
Well, let me follow something else up, though, where you said that Mike Tomlin and kind of the allure and the Hollywood stuff and all of that, right? And it's,
yeah,
a point well taken. But Thomas Tall is one of the owners of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Can he provide that?
I think it's the relationship you would have with the primary owner, the majority owner, and the lifestyle that he leads, and the opportunities to go to Congress and help us get a new stadium. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many different levels to what would be available. It's, to me, it's apples and oranges. You know what I mean? It's building a coaching staff versus resuscitating a franchise.
Is the reputation of the Redskins around the league strong enough for somebody to want to go there and embrace all the challenges that come with it, though, including working with Dan Snyder?
Yeah, it's not for everybody. It has not worked for various reasons in various incarnations. But it's still, someone's going to do it, you know, obviously, and I think it's going to be someone who has an NFL resume, who has a body of work that Dan Snyder can project to the fan base to try to get the buy-in back, whether it's, you know, Coach Tomlin or someone else. But it's not an easy place to work. There's no doubt about that. You would have to juggle a bunch of different personalities and be willing to take on a massive challenge that, frankly, no one's come out of there better for it. But I think there's still a way to pitch it that where it, again, is at least worth considering. Nobody thought Joe Gibbs was coming back. You know what I mean? Like, I just have learned never to say never in this league when it comes to something like this. And an owner who is as motivated and as sort of desperate and on wounded knee as Dan Snyder is privately right now. You know, so we'll see. It's also like people in that organization are not a mystery to Coach Tomlin. I mean, Doug Williams, Bruce Allen, he has relationships with those guys, you know what I mean, going back to Tampa. So it's not as if there's, you know what I mean, it would be walking in there blind.
Jason Luckin for great stuff. I'd love to talk baseball, but unfortunately the O's and the Pirates aren't playing in the
Arizona
playoffs.
Fall League. There you go. All-Star game's coming up.
There you go.
There he is. Jason, thank you so very much.
You got it, guys. My pleasure. Thanks,
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Jason Luckin for Insider Calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed. Indeed.com/hire. Big thanks to Jason for joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.